After Dusk Live, man. Shout out to my boy Too Deep, always holding down with the theme song. Appreciate it, bro. And it is a beautiful hump day After Dusk Wednesday. Now, I was gonna do a show on Monday, but I hate when crazy crap keeps happening, man. It's like everything was just not working on that day. It was driving me nuts, so it was no purpose of me doing the show, because I kept pushing it back further and further into the night. And I know for my live listeners, I got to look out for y'all. But, you know, I know my archive listeners hold me down too. But a lot of people like listening to the show live too, so I like to look out for them as well. So I wanted to make sure it was in the best interest of everyone. And so, yes, it wasn't originally going to be a Monday show, but I ended up having to cancel it because I had to keep changing the time. Until the time when stuff was working right, and it was just, oh my God, all over the place. But let me just go ahead and first start off with a lot of great things that happened, man, because so much has happened, and that's why I wanted to do the Monday show, because it was so much I wanted to talk about, and just catch you guys up, man. So, one, I got a chance this past week, man. Last Thursday was a very blessed time for Life at the Dust Live and Dust 5 Radio Network at large, because we got a chance to be a part of an event called Network and Chill, and it was pretty dope, man. It was packed house, a couple hundred people was in the building, and heck, I mean, we had a fashion show, networking. Even had people just having a good time, and DJ was on point. Shout out to DJ Swerve. Shout out to my boy Reggie for putting the event together in the first place. So, yeah, we have Prime Real Estate for Human Canvas Magazine and J. Cole Designs. And we got to showcase those companies, as well as, while I was there, talk about Dust 5 Radio Network. So, it's a blessing to continue to bring you this show week in and week out. And man, we're almost at the 5 million mark. It's pretty awesome. We're only like less than 9,000 away. So man, it's so great to watch this milestone approach. So I appreciate everyone that has supported through this time. It's very dope, man, to have all the support. And because of the continued support, we're able to continue to make more moves and build up our brand even more. So tonight, you know, every now and then the show, or more regularly as we like to do now, I'm have interviews on the show. And tonight's show, we got the beautiful Genesis Cashmere that'll be checking in about 10 minutes, and we'll be chopping it up with her. She's originally from Puerto Rico, and she was raised in Central Florida, so she's been modeling for over a year, and I can't wait to chop it up with her. You know, was why this became a passion for her, and you know what keeps her staying in it. So, man, I'm excited. Next Wednesday, we got a guest as well, Sydney Cavalli, down in Atlanta. She'll be on next Wednesday, so stay tuned for that. You definitely don't want to miss it. And yeah, man, we're gonna continue to, you know, God continues to bless us with great a chance to have a great show because of all the great people that listens and the great people who are part of it. I appreciate it so much. So definitely thank you, God, for putting your hand of protection over me, man. I definitely appreciate it. All right. So that being said, man, next week's show, we will be giving away a ticket to the Stoplight Fashion Show. So y'all stay tuned for that. And the Stoplight Fashion Show will be at the Khalif Center, 2000 East Wendover Avenue, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27405. So you don't want to miss it. It's the Stoplight Fashion Show. And it's put on by Giovanni Hood and Kiana, Case, a.k.a. Casey the Stylist Lloyd. So they got some dope stuff happening during that. You don't want to miss it. If you're in that area, definitely contact them. You want to get tickets for them, let them know. And there you go. All right. So this is stuff I wanted to definitely talk about as well. Besides just a great event, I got a chance to showcase the brand through. I'm also, man, I don't know, some of y'all that's into the election, shout out to you. You know, you're paying attention, trying to exercise your vote. And I don't know about you, but I want to see if I pay close attention. I've always kind of been very engaged into politics and became more and more so engaged as years have gone on. So I've kind of been in it since I was able to vote, because I was blessed enough to for the first year that I was able to legally vote, you know, at 18, presidential election year. So although the person I picked didn't win, it's how I look at it. You still exercise your voice. And by you casting that vote saying, this is who I voted for, it's sending a message out to them that, hey, there are some people that was voting against you. So what are you going to do to kind of try to ease the pain of them not necessarily being the person they wanted? So that's how it all works. And because my thing is this. I don't just get into the presidential elections. I like to go to, on the off years, when it's just a simple local, at the local level, the state level. And, of course, you know, when you're voting for your senators the congressman, just make sure you do that. Very much so. Excuse me, the senators in the House. Excuse me. Goodness. But yeah, so it's just a blessing to be able to, you know, just speak your mind. So a lot of times, really what you need to be paying attention to is at the local and state level, because that's where it all happens, especially like for this other stuff about people wanting, you know, certain stuff to be legalized, like marijuana or cannabis, because people are always doing narrow down marijuana and only think about the spoken aspect, but there's a much wider spectrum than that. So cannabis fully, you know, this is how you do it, man. Make sure you get the right people at the local level in. And the thing is, it don't just stop at the vote. It continues. After you've done the voting process, it's up to you to contact these people and voice your opinion. You know, everyone wants to type and say stuff online, but if they use some of that same energy and type to these people, things, you know, the voices will be heard. Use your change.org to your advantage, man. Use, you know, heck, sometimes even do the old-fashioned thing people used to do. Write letters and send a letter into them. I bet you listen then, because they're like, oh God, they're sending the letters. They real serious. So make sure you, man, take a big effort and go into that. Entertainment wise, some of the stuff I wanted to go into, and I'm, because, you know, I always got to save some stuff for y'all for later on the show, but two things I got a chance to watch this week, or three. Grease Live, awesome. The OJ Simpson, OJ versus the people. Awesome. I just literally before I came get right come to the show, get ready for the show. Madoff. That's the story about Bernie Madoff. Awesome. It's just pretty dope. I mean, hear about these stories about this the corruption that has happened throughout, you know, just within my lifetime, actually. It's crazy. And a lot of people, I know some people are kind of just like, oh, whatever. But I don't know, man. I like to broaden my horizons in what I watch. You know, I'm not, because some people, you know, they, if it's not reality TV, they feel like it's too over their head, which is not. Y'all, some, I know I got some smart listeners. I know I ain't got to worry about my listeners, but for the people who, you know, might not be about their life, man, sometimes it's all right to broaden your horizons of what you watch. I guarantee, I mean, for you, it'll make you a more rounded person. And that's really how you win a lot, is the more real-rounded you are, the more you're able to hold conversations with a wider variety of people. All right, so that being said, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and go to our first song of the day during the show. That's going to be by Miss Andrea Lewis, and this track is called Raindrops. We'll be back with my girl Genesis Cashmere here on Life That Does Live after this. And next episode, we're going to play Vibin' and Coolin' instead.
For them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm, and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause
y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. It took a lot for me to say that.
Don't get it twisted, I know you will say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill.
Be tripping off these people. Cause I be living, I say I be flowing, it really ain't specific. I do it by my lonely and I make my own decision. Just be vibing and cooling, and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling, just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling, and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling, just be vibing. Cause I just wanna ride, I just wanna ride, girl. Enough with all that drama, you can leave that all outside. You can leave that all outside. Shoes off, hit a 10 to 9, and I just wanna cool off.
right, we're back on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J. That was my girl, Red Shays, vibing the cooling. And before we go and get into the show some more, let me go ahead and first show some love to our sponsor, and that is Audible.com. Audible.com is home of over 150,000 audiobook titles. That means you can listen to anything. Heck, there's even stuff by some great hip-hop artists who share some of their stories. If you can't, you don't have time to read, you can have time to listen. So you kind of get the experience of their book on the go. So definitely check them out at Audible. You can get a free 30-day trial as well for free audiobook by going to audibletrial.com/SettyJ. That's audibletrial.com/SettyJ. All right, so yeah, everyone, I've been telling you we got a special guest in for today, and she is here. It's exciting to be able to interview someone that's on type of stuff and pretty down to earth. So I wanted to welcome to the show my girl, Genesis Cashmere. What's up?
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. Glad to have you. Glad to have you.
Yeah, I'm glad that you gave me the opportunity to have me on the show as well.
Oh, no, I mean, hey, when you're punctual, you're on top of it, you know, it's only right. And you showed me nothing but respect from the moment I contacted you and chopped it up with you. So it's definitely, again, it's a pleasure to have you more so.
Well, thank you.
But yes, man. There's so much that you got going on. I mean, first off, you're not even from here. When I say here, I mean from this country at first.
Basically, I am from Puerto Rico.
Well, you're from a U.S. territory, technically. Yes.
But I love my Florida people, though. Like, I consider myself like a Floridian. So, I mean, everybody who sees me, they'd be like, oh, my God, you know, like, she's black or whatever. But you would never guess that I'm Hispanic, I guess.
Puerto Rican. Yes. The Ricans, man, they kind of, cuckoo, macaco, boof. Which I'm scared because you haven't shown that side quite yet, so I'm afraid.
You shouldn't be afraid.
Oh, man. Now, like, what's the difference between, as far as from Puerto Rico and Florida or just the U.S., period? Like, what's the big differences from there to here?
I mean, I honestly have no idea. You know, like, I came here, like, when I was one, and I've never been back. So, I mean, answering questions from over there, like, I'm strictly, like, a Floridian, for real.
Well, dang. Well, there goes the whole interview now. because that's crazy, because some people, and they be fronting, they be, like you said, they be there for, like, a year. And they swear they know everything. Yeah, I remember it was
not me. I'm going to tell you straight up. Like, I don't know nothing about Puerto Rico. I visited there, like, when I was, like, I want to say 12. And I wasn't feeling Puerto Rico. Like, you'll see drugs on the
side
of the street.
You had been back. Okay, so tell us.
I mean, yeah,
you.
But it was, like, when I was back, like, when I was 12, like,
So, I mean, it's like, what's some of the stuff you talk about you weren't feeling it? Like, what was you not feeling?
I mean, it's just, like, the whole environment. Like, it's just, it's changed a lot. Like, I heard, I don't know, this is what I heard. I don't know if it's real. Like, they have a place where cops can't go in because it's, like, a red zone. Like, you go in there, they'll shoot you up for real. So, it's just, like, I'm not trying to get shoot up. You know, you look like you got some bling bling on you. They'll rob you. Like, I'm fine. Like, obviously, like, if you go to San Juan, like, it's a lot better, but it's gotten really bad out there. And you'll see people doing, like, drugs on the side of the street. I ain't about that life.
So, I mean, all these people that be here acting like they're about their life, they'll be turning little schoolboys and schoolgirls and they get there because they're not going to be about it.
Yeah, like, this is very different. Like, I don't know, like, Orlando is just very family-oriented. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, like, everybody who tries to raise up their kids from Puerto Rico, like, they'll bring them down here, you know? Like, that's why it's called Little Puerto Rico. But, I mean, it's just, it's, to me, I don't personally like it over there. I like my hot weather down here, humid, you know what I'm saying?
No, I agree. I mean, same thing, me being from Jersey originally. I mean, I still love Jersey because Jersey's a huge part of my heart, but I like it better here in Texas. The mm-hmm. weather, I mean, with the exception of today, it was a little cool for my liking today. Because, you know, you get spoiled here. And, like, the past 2 days, it was hot. It was in the 80s, get close to the 90s. Like, and I'm looking at everybody in the Midwest, and they got all that snow. I'm like, I'm not you.
Mm-mm.
Thank God.
I can't do snow. My knees will start freezing up. I get that bad sensation. I don't know if it's because I'm getting old or something, but I can't do the cold.
You are shaking. I can't do this.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I cannot deal with all that.
Oh, my God. So, let's get into the modeling side. First off, how'd you come up with the name Genesis Cashmere? What led to that?
Genesis is my middle name. And then Cashmere, I don't know, one day I was, like, looking through stuff, and I was just like, you know, I need a last name. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these celebrities got last name. Like, I really want a last name. So I just came across cashmere, and it's basically, it's like a fine material, you know what I'm saying? So I'm very upscale. So I was just like, you know what, like, let it be Genesis Cashmere, you know what I'm saying? So I just rock with it ever since.
If y'all seen the pictures, y'all can see cashmere definitely matches her. All right. So leading to that, like, because I know you were saying you've been modeling for like a little over a year now. Like, what was your introduction into modeling? Like, how did you first get into it?
So, okay, like, basically, I was 12 years old when I first started. And my sister, she ended up taking me to a modeling academy because my niece was going to it. So once she took me, like, I guess the owner was just like, oh, my God, like, she's very beautiful. You should actually consider, you know, modeling. So I was like, I guess. So, I mean, it was like a BS academy, like not for nothing, but it's like all these modeling agencies, like they just want to charge like $100 per class, and it's just like you really don't. And I entered the game like so young, you know what I'm saying? Like I didn't know what I was doing, short slate, long slate, like I mean, so I'm like I just figured out like just taking pictures was just my thing, you know what I'm saying? Like it was just off and on, like, photographers would hit me up, like, oh, you want to shoot? And this is just between, like, 12 and 19, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the cameras, like, they always followed me. So when I hit 19, you know, I just gave birth to, like, my oldest son, and then I ended up going to another agency. Come to find out, like, there was a scam. So then I got into a relationship, and it's just like men got in the way, and it's just like, oh, don't do this out of jealousy. And it's just like finally that relationship was over, and it's just like, you know what, like I could actually make money, you know what I'm saying, by doing like what I love. So it's just like I just been all in, and it's like literally like a year ago that I took it seriously.
All right, so I want to sit back and just kind of like some stuff you mentioned I kind of want to touch on. One,
right?
You know, as far as, because a lot of models are getting this, and or a lot of people who are aspiring just to get to the industry, they think, you know, especially because of the world we're in now, where we got Snapchat, we got Instagram, we got Facebook, they think it's just about take some pictures, post them online, and that's all you gotta do. And I'm once I get such and such thousand followers, I'm going to put booking information up and say I'm a professional model.
It's more to that, honestly. Like, it's
can you
work.
To these people, what all does it take? Because they really think that's what it is.
I mean, honestly, you really have to know, like, the business aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? It's just, like, if you don't know the game, if you're just up on IG taking pictures, like, niggas will scam you. You know what I'm saying? Like, they will be like, all right, you know, pay such and such amount, and then I'll shoot you this. I'll give you such and such amount of comp cards, you know, whatever the case is. And it's just, like, you get sucked into that. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, like, females don't really know it until you're actually in it. You know, it takes money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to invest in yourself to actually make it to the next level. And it's all about branding yourself. You know what I'm saying? So it's not as easy as people think it is. Like, you first come into the game where it's just like, oh, I don't got to pay for nothing. I got 32,000 followers. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, no, you're going to pay for something. You're going to pay for your brand. You know what I'm saying? So it's not as what it looks like.
Yeah, I get tired of telling people that, like, over and over. I mean, and you watch it, because a lot of people, then people get stuck, and they, you know, they get stuck in themselves, and especially, and here go another wake-up call, especially when be an average-looking model pulling that shit.
Right.
Come on now.
Yeah. But, I mean, hey, you know, all power to them, because some, they really get money out of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, like, let me just post these little selfies, and then dudes will be jumping in the little DM, like, oh, yeah, you know, like, how much could I book you to do this, this, and that? And then, but they're a joke. You know what I'm saying? They're making us real models look bad. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I don't know, just let them do whatever they want or please.
You got to work 10 times as hard, because then the people that you want to work with, that, you know, that you really know you can be serious and not waste their time, those people that wasted their time before that is going to make it hard for you, and you're going to have to fight through this shell all the
right.
time.
Mm-hmm. You're right, yeah, and it's so. Just like, I've been in plenty instances, like, where a photographer would contact me, and this is when I, like, first started, you know, like, they'll be like, all right, well, for $500, you know, you'll get, like, 2 shoots, you'll be published in a magazine, and it's just like, I spent that $500, you know what I'm saying? And these were top photographers that were known, you know what I'm saying? Like, but at the end of the day, what they did was, being that I didn't have the right amount of following, like, they just pocketed that money. And that's how you'll get played in the game. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, the more experiences I've had in the modeling industry, it's helped me, like, as far as the business side of it. Does that make sense?
Yes, I've heard worse stories. I mean, I know people who dealt with, I've dealt with people who have got ripped off by thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
I told that model, and, like, I could have took that same $1,000 instead of ripping you off. What should have been happening was, let's invest this in, you know, go travel in different places so that you can get the exposure in different places and
right,
be able to
right.
network with the right people. Put the
right.
invest that into the wardrobe, bam, and then a little. Yeah, if you want to still get paid off for helping them, then yes, but don't be trying to. Don't rip them off out of all their money.
Yeah.
And then they
got to
keep asking
exactly
for your pictures.
Do.
Come on, son.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, come on.
I'm telling you, the business is real dirty when it comes to photographers. Like, you could just have a random stranger just pick up a camera and be like, you know, I'm a photographer. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, bruh, like, what you doing? And it's just like, they'll go to the young, naive girls, and they'll be like, oh, you got the look, you got this, you got that, but just pay me this amount of money. And if they're serious with the game, you know, they'll actually pay it.
More new. You know, I made it very clear. I told a small circle of friends that after this, you know, that in this year, I plan on getting into the photography side because, you know, I'm just a person that is an artist. And so. I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And You know, that's what I plan on doing. But like you said, it's going to make it so hard for me because me being a brand new photographer, I'm going to have to deal with people going, oh, he's just a guy for camera. Oh, he's.
Yep.
So my next question, you were saying something about, you know, you were having complications with a relationship.
Right.
There we go. Okay.
I'm like, what?
You just left off as the second question, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and I'm feeling like
you're going crazy.
So the second question you were saying is what?
Yeah, I was. My second question was, as far as you were talking about the relationship side, how are you able to find a way around that? And, you know, deal with that jealousy, because that's a lot of time what helps, what makes models, you know, in their career so soon.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it will suck you in. Like, you'll honestly, and I've seen this with dancers, strippers, you know what I'm saying? Like, the minute that they'll find a guy, like, you won't hear from them, or it's just like, you have all of these bookings, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you don't go just because a guy's like, oh, don't go to it, or no, don't do this. And to be honest, like, the way that I got out of it personally was he ended up in prison. You know, so that was, like, my escape route. I was just like, you know, yes, I could finally, you know, I could finally do me. Because it's just like that whole relationship was just, you can't do this. You can't talk to no guys. He would be going through my phone. And it was just, it was hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it got physical. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like that takes a lot of energy. And it's just like you get lost within that. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you'll lose yourself. And it's just
so
like,
in other words, it was just like for you personally, like, because you were trying, what it sounds like to me, you were trying to be loyal.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
There.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, even though it was annoying you, you stuck it in as long as you could until an unfortunate circumstance ended up kind of helping you get out of it.
Right. Yeah, and it's just like, if he would have never ended up in prison, like, who knows? You know, like, I would have never done the things, like, where I'm at today. Like, I wouldn't never be here. You know what I'm saying? Like, going just for my passion.
No, you know what? Sometimes God does it, though. I mean, not saying that wishing upon bad against him. But sometimes God, he has us for you to realize that somebody's only there for a season. He doesn't want you to get so lost in a person that's not, because a lot of times, and I say this all the time about the relationship episodes I have on here, a lot of times people keep giving people full-time positions that were only meant for seasonal positions. So we got to stop giving them full-time positions.
Basically, but
I've done that myself.
It's hard when it comes to female, especially like a loyal female, because you want to give him your 100%. You don't want to half-ass him. You know what I'm saying? So instead, you just go all in. And it's just like, once you're all in, it's just like, how do you get out of it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think this, I kind of feel like, because a lot of people always want to say this about women that talk to dudes in the industry. I don't think that's a bad thing. It's about the motive. It's about the motive you do, yes. But a lot of times why other models talk to artists in the industry or whatever is because they understand what they're going through. They understand that this isn't a traditional job, so you want to put in the extra work, and you got to do the grimy stuff sometimes, and they want to understand it. It's not about, right. Oh, I'm just trying to get with somebody so I can advance. I mean, it's always, I hate that stereotype that's been put in the atmosphere. It's not the case there for everyone.
Right.
So, yes. You got me. You done got me on my soapbox. That's all it takes, man. You got me on soapboxes. Hey, man. I hate it, man. I hate it. I hate watching the Apple models. All both of those things, man. Jealous. I always see it. And man, we gotta stop doing that. Like, why are we being so corny about that? Especially if you, I love it when these guys, they were the same ones that was all in your comments. Oh yeah, girl, there you look fine on your modeling pictures. They the same ones that were in the club where you was dancing at. And then now they got a problem with that.
It's honestly, it's security. That's all it is. Because they don't know who they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just, I don't know. Guys are lame. This is why, like, that relationship just made me realize, you know, like, for the next relationship that I do get into, it's going to be an open relationship. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you could do you, and I could do me at the end of the day. And we have that understanding. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm done with the who you talking to and who you can't talk to this dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a very flirtatious person. So you're not going to sit here and tell me who I can and who I cannot flirt with.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just very
personal. Yeah, I feel just a single on that tip. Because, hey, you know, that's just the thing. I think that a lot of people being forced to be in relationships. And I think it's because everyone, if you're not in a relationship and you're doing stuff with somebody, everybody wants to go, oh, there's that thought. You know, they want to start that up. And it's not the case. It's not necessarily the case, man. Because, I mean, a lot of people don't realize, man, relationships are serious. Like, it's not no goddamn Pokemon card. You're just trying to collect. You just, oh, let me get in the relationship with this person. Oh, girl, I'm in a relationship now. And so you can put that on Facebook in a relationship with, and so you can put your little Instagram pictures, me and my boo, and then you can put your little Snapchat every 5 seconds of you and your boo doing whatever. Like, I give a damn.
Okay. See, and the less people know, the better. You know what I'm saying? Because the minute that you expose your relationship, that's where all the drama comes from. Oh, your man was with me last night. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I don't got time for all that. Y'all messing up my money flow right now.
Right. I mean, and everyone always, I mean, then there's always the people on the other side that want to say, if you're not putting it on Facebook, then you must be hiding something. It's not that. Goodness, man. It's not that. Because it's just the fact of, if I'm out and you find out that's who I'm going with, then that's, guess what? Bam, you going to find out. Simple as that.
Right.
And I mean, I think, you know, if you're not married, people can't come on you that hard about that. You married, it's understandable because now
you even have made that stage. Even if you're married, you know, y'all should have an understanding of what it is. Marriage is just the word, like, yeah, y'all have vows and all this stuff. Go ahead, what you
want to say? I just don't like the every, like, they tell all their business and type status online. We're not doing too good right now. I wish he stopped doing that. And that's why a lot of people always say don't blame Facebook for your failures, but there's a lot of times that's the case. Because y'all telling them all the weak points that they can attack. Mm. And so now these sneaky son of a gun is going to be like, oh, okay, that's an ammo I can use on them. So, I'm going to come in there and be the opposite of what they're talking about so that I can get in the door.
Mm-hmm. That's all it is. But, I mean, I don't know. I barely be on Facebook for that simple reason. Y'all want to put up there like, oh, he's so lame, he's so this, and then the next minute y'all back together. I don't need to be seeing all that. Y'all need to be flooding my timeline.
That's exactly why, shameless plug, I started Deathspot because I don't got time for that. I want to create a site that I can weed out anybody that's not in the industry, that shuts all that shit down. You want to do, we come in there, we posting our work, and we talking about our work. That's all we talking about. If you want to do all that personal shit, go right the hell on the Facebook.
All right,
I want to know about some of the people you work with. I know about one because after doing the write-up on you, you know, I need to find that out. So kind of tell us a little bit about some of the people you work with and who was your favorites and why.
Okay, so my favorite, I already said, Gene Mark. You know, he's been on tour with Drake. You know, he is an amazing photographer. You know, like, and he's out in Texas. I think he just came down to Miami. But as far as just his quality is just so dope. You know what I'm saying? And then as well as my makeup artist, Veronica, like, she's been amazing. Like, I'll take her wherever, you know, I go. If I get booked, you know, like, she's with me hands down. You know, as far as other people that I've worked with, they are very up there, but I'm not going to say their name because they flaw me out.
So I can't really,
I'm not going to expose them like that because their following is on some other level, and I don't want to be the female to be like, oh, nah, don't work with him. You know what I'm saying?
Now, even though you can't necessarily say their names, you talk about their experiences.
Well, we spoke, like, I brought it up, and it was just the whole $500 thing, you know, like, he said that he was going to put me in a runway in Atlanta, and it's just like, all right, you know, he's going to build my website, he's going to manage me, he's going to do this, he's going to do that, and it's just like, he ended up pocketing a good amount, like, yeah, it was $500, but I ended up paying him, like, a $200 deposit after that, you know what I'm saying, and it's just like, if you was to see the people who follow him, he's somebody, you know what I'm saying? But then again, you know, you myself at that time, like, I didn't have the proper following as, like, the 23K or 50K, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, like, photographers nowadays, they're not going to expose you unless if you have that following on your social media.
You know what? Some of those numbers are BS anyway, because this
kid is
cracking
up. I know
they be buying
them followers.
If you have 23,000 followers, but you only got 10 likes on your picture or 100 likes on your picture. So out of 23,000 followers, you only got how many people? Come on, son. That's crazy. That's why, like, I made a point. Like, that's why I laugh at people. Because this one girl, I remember she told me, I don't know what you should find an honor to work with me because I be getting a bunch of likes. And I'm like, she had 20,000 something likes, something like that. Only had if you combine both of my pages on Instagram, about 3,000. And I can get the same amount of likes and then some in 10 minutes. I proved it. You seen some of my posts. I post them in 10 minutes, it's already up there. And you're like, damn,
yeah,
how the hell are you? I know what the hell I'm doing. I'm not new to this shit.
Right. But I will
I'm
say
always
this,
about
like, right
quality
now,
over quantity.
Right. I agree with that. 100%. But I will say this, like right now, I'm actually dealing with No Complex. And they're actually my camp. And, you know, it's just like one of them is like my business partner and we're about to launch a movement. So, I mean, I can't really talk about it, but all you got to know is you got to stay tuned for that. So
now, is that the group that has the videos out that you're in? I was going to bring this up.
It's the twerk video that you've seen. It was, yes, it was one
y'all.
Of these songs.
I was telling y'all, man. First off, it all started with the Instagram, because I didn't even see them videos until, like, well, after I was already networking with her. And, y'all, it started with this Instagram video. That was it, man. Team shut it down, man.
You know what?
Like
because
said,
they undermine, they undermine petite females. You know what I'm saying?
Underscore.
And it's just like, I'm not flat. I know I got something back there, and I know how to work it. So you know what? I'm gonna give y'all a little preview. So it was just one of my favorite songs.
You were saying, "Teen little booty," and I was about to come to that screen on you. I saw that. I was like, "Come on, man! Really, cut it out! Like where?"
Like. You know, so I just had to do that, just a little tease, you know what I'm saying, so.
But a lot of people be sleeping on y'all because not everybody, if it's not astronomical or
mm-hmm.
if you're not extra thick, you got to go through more nonsense. You know, it's like no one's really, like some people not giving y'all enough chances.
Yeah, basically, you know, you got to have the fake titties or, you know, the fake booty. And this is where my brand is coming along. Keep it simply sexy. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to have the big titties and the huge ass or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could be simply sexy and just go with, you know, get your money by any means necessary. Like, if you're a dancer, okay, keep it simply sexy.
For real, because, hey, I just had a discussion with someone earlier about this. Do not be fooled. Stop. Y'all keep going for the chicks that got the astronomical butts. That does not
matter. They're going to
play
it on you one day.
And y'all thinking that that's what's going on. You know, man, I'm going to hit that, man. And y'all be going for these skinny chicks, and these skinny chicks be putting you to sleep. They put you to sleep, man. Don't be sleeping on
we
them,
be
man.
Taking it.
You.
We be taking it, so we make them thick little babies look bad.
Hey, y'all be okay. Let me stop. I'm about to have a relapse. About to have a relapse, Lord.
Go ahead.
Y'all be, boy, it is hump day after dusk, so hump day is when we talk a little wilder. But how can I put it?
It's today is hump day. Let's make it hump day.
Yes, because we even have I'm sorry, y'all, I did not say my public service announcement for the show. Oh, I'm so stupid. Yeah, so before I get into that, let me go ahead and say that, because I always say it. And the public service announcement is, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. Okay, now that I got that out of there, that's the way. I say that every Wednesday. I'm being halfway funny and I'm being halfway serious when I say that.
No, I know you're serious. That's what's so funny about it, because I know you're being serious.
Because I'd have been through some stuff, man. I'd have been through some stuff.
What you been through?
Man.
I want to know what you've been through.
Y'all see how she interviewing me now. But no. As some listeners know, if you don't know, hey, it's because you knew, and it's understandable. But, you know, I dealt with the not-the-father situation. I dealt with that, man. That was months of nonsense. And it's ridiculous, man. Oh, my God. That's why I do not take this for granted. Like, I was, like, literally, when it happened, I was literally just starting my radio show. And it's like God just wanted me to, all right, I'm giving you a second chance. Don't waste it. You know, utilize all your opportunities. And that's why I be going extra hard. So if I get in y'all nerves, because I'm always bam, 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 that's why. Because I'm not I'm not on my time. I'm on God's time. So I'm not going to waste it. Because, man, I had a kid for like 5 minutes. It was crazy. Like, goodness, my tax refund was gone. I was like, I was crumb. I had my tax refund, and that tax refund disappeared like a mug. Because it had to.
With his
man,
second
I was
home.
Mad. And it was so mad after that, literally, not too long after that, is when I got the result to find out, oh, well, that's not your child. What? Can I have my refund back?
Oh, no. You got to give up your refund and the next year's refund.
Oh, but you know what? I'll take that refund any day. I'll give that refund any day for the rest of my life to get back to me. So, no complaints. Because there's a lot more of that would be I'm giving. Had that lie continue to perpetuate. So, yeah, I felt stupid, but yeah, that's all for y'all. So that's why we share. So don't make me say I got preachy y'all today, but I'm just saying, man, don't be just knocking down chicks. Think about this. Think this. If you wouldn't even spend 5 minutes in a room and be willing to deal with a chick that has a child by you, do not do it. Simple as that.
You can't tell a guy who's drunk that.
That's on him.
That's what be messing y'all up. Y'all be getting too lit at the club. You know what I'm saying? Bottle popping here. Popping pills. You know what I'm saying? By that time, it's
you
just
tell
like,
yourself
y'all going to dip it on anything.
No. It starts when you're sober. You got to start when you're sober. You got to tell yourself you're not going to put yourself in that situation. Even you drink, nope, don't do it. Yeah, it's I think y'all playing,
do it.
But that's really what I'm telling you. And a lot of times, you know, I used to roll deep. I mainly roll by myself when I go to stuff a lot. Because one, I don't like waiting on people. Two, I don't like waiting on people. So, yeah, I'll be in a perpetual motion. I can keep moving. So,
right.
Yes. See y'all. This girl gonna make me add more time to the show. Cause sometimes you get some of these guests, y'all know how I do. Some of these guests, the interviews for like it's fucking forever. And I'm like, man, when this shit go fucking Oh Lord God. I'm like,
I got stories for days.
In the interview, man. Oh my God. I was just standing there, so I'm gonna add a little more time for y'all. Just a little more time. So there you go. I added about some more time for y'all. But no, I mean, like I said earlier, man, like I don't think that it's people like you, and I'm not just bigging you up just because you're on my show or whatever, or just so I can be on, man, let me try to holler at us. I'm gonna say whatever. No, real talk. It's just so crazy that a person that looks drop dead gorgeous and is humble. Like, every time that happens, that's happened a lot more than it used to. Because a lot of times, that's still the case. It's still some chicks, man, if a bunch of people tell them they look fine, they let it get to their head.
It's a wrap.
And they don't treat people right. And it's just great to watch.
Although maybe it's the way that I was raised. Because, you know, I do got some Puerto Rican parents, and they will lay it down on me. They don't care if I'm 25, however old I am. They'll go smack me up. So I respect my parents a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I thank God for them. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I'm honored.
Because everybody be doing it. They be sitting there, especially because you know how some of these magazines are and go, we're looking for the exotic chicks. You know,
right,
like my little radio voice there. But, it is annoying because, it's like when that's the case, then it's like here come all the ones that be feeling themselves at the woodwork and just want to choke my. I know how to break a lot of them down, though. So, I mean, I've had Cubana Lust on here. When people tell me, oh, yeah, Michelle, we do interviews, though, man. I don't know how you're going to get her. And, I booked her the next day. She was on my show the next week. So, do not be fooled. It's at the end of the day, it's how, I mean, if you got that power and you genuine, you can get through to almost anybody. Almost. I won't say everyone, but.
Yeah, almost everybody.
But next, man, what's some of the other projects you got going on? I know you said No Complex, which y'all got to check out. Do it for the video. Thank me later. Thank me later. I'm about to go work out tonight. I'm about to use my gym pass, go work out after I watch the video. Trust me, y'all. Yes.
I mean, you know, that was a little fun and more to come. You know, my next event is going to be March 12th, and it's going to be in Lauderdale. So, and it's going to be presented by KISS. So you'll see a lot more of that in my Instagram.
Now, what's a dream shoot that you want to do? If you could pick all the concepts from the outfits to the scenery, everything. If you could put the whole entire shoot together, what would be like
a
dream?
You know what? Can I be honest? You know they always say petite females always like to show more than what a thick female has. I like to be naked. You know what I'm saying? So if I could just be painted in all gold Egyptian status, you know what I'm saying? Like, that would be like my next shoot. My next dream shoot.
It's crazy Egyptian. Because one of the issues on a magazine, there was a girl, she actually was body painted and like an Egyptian, by a body painted to an Egyptian princess. It was dope.
She had like some hips, right?
She was a slim chick. Just like you.
Oh.
But she has some hips, though.
Oh, I
didn't
see that one. I got to see that one.
Oh, yeah, I got to show you that one. You're like, oh, that's thorough. Because, I mean, how they did all the way to her feet, I mean, they had to where it was like gold. Like, and they had all different colors. They painted the ambulance order, everything. It was just so dope. Tina Foy.
Oh, yeah,
shout out to Tina Foy. big supporter. Yeah, she, man. Like, I want
to
see, because I keep seeing different people do it, and it never gets old to me, really. See somebody completely spray painting like gold to where they almost look solid gold. That's crazy to me. Like, that was what made me love body painting. Like, that's my favorite type of modeling, period.
It's like more unique that way, and it's like more artsy.
Yes, thank you. See, we're on the same page, man. We're on the same. This is why I'm cool with you. Like, no, like everybody forgets that, man. Like, they only think about a lot of people only think about the sex appeal, and they forget about the art. And you can mix both together.
That would be like if I get painted by like a piano or a violin or something, and just have my back all out, you know.
Yeah, like they can paint you into a bass. They can paint you to look like a bass and whatnot, and you have your hand like you're plucking yourself. See, y'all don't be trying to steal an idea.
You can use that one. So when you start doing photography,
no, I'm giving you an idea. If I don't do it first, you do. I'm just letting everybody know.
Oh, I got the idea. So now I'm running with
it. Don't be trying to steal our idea. Like, we just made that happen. Don't be trying to steal our idea.
And I'm going to tag you in it, too, after the pictures get edited.
Hey, there you go. Hey, that's what I do, man. I give them out to the – because I was talking about that the other day, too, and I don't know, like, how that happens for you. But, I mean, I know models deal with this sometimes as well, where it's like people who don't necessarily like you or are – even further, like, I'm always hating on you. You did nothing to them. And they want to, but they're always trying to steal your ideas and don't give you credit for them. Like, that kills the hell out of me.
Because they slow. They so slow.
And I'd be laughing because, you know, I put all my themes up for the entire year, and I saw one magazine, going to say their name, because, you know, y'all know what my phrase is on here. That's free promotion. I'm not going to promote people who I don't fuck with. just like you were saying, you weren't mentioning a name. I'm not either. They know who they are, and they're always trying to steal my ideas. And they literally are doing the same exact thing that I just released. Now, you don't think that's a coincidence? Come on, man. Like, because they do it all the time, and I'm like, y'all wait for me to post this stuff so y'all can figure out, oh, I can't think. Oh, man, that's a good one. Let me use that. Goodness, man, we got a goddamn third eye for a reason. Use that hoe.
Yep. I mean, you know, and I was working with somebody previously. This was like a couple of years ago, and I wanted him to manage me so bad. And, you know, and it got to the point where he wanted to take it personal, and I was just like, you know what, it's just strictly business. And if you was to read all our conversations, you would think like we was smashing, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I don't want that relationship with you. I just want to keep it strictly business, and that's just what it's going to be. So we ended up stopped talking. So he ended up finding another female, blew her up, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, he's trying to work with my people now. And it's just like, oh, you cute.
But see, that's corny because, and I just talked, I mean, I swear, have you been reading my messages or something or listening to my conversations? This is like scary.
No,
like,
not at
a lot
all.
Of this, I just talked about this week with someone. But no, a lot of people, they do that, man. Like, people, I hate that. Like, okay, because mm-hmm. now you can't talk to someone on a personal level. Now you don't want to do business with them. That's why people don't want to do it.
All it is just, I could have got you here, and this is what you missed out. I don't care. Regardless, I'm going to make it up there with or without you, straight up. You know, I don't need a male figure to get to the next level. I'm going to work for mine, and I'm going to pay for mine as much as however I have to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to sit around and just, you know, like, kiss up on your ear and tell you this and tell you that. I'm not with that. I'm not smashing you just because I think you're going to get me to the next level. You ain't
exactly.
getting my kitty cat. You is not getting my kitty.
On their side, just because they want to talk, if you really serious about business, just because someone want to talk to you don't mean that you got all of a sudden don't want to work with them. Oh, I don't want to support you now. Then that means you didn't care about the business side to begin with. Like, I guarantee you, I'm going to say 95. I don't want to be that high. I know how people like to try to defy the odds. But I'm 95% sure if people were just that real about it and realize, you know, okay, yeah, if I'm really about the business, and yeah, hey, if I get fond of you, hey, it's natural. When you deal with someone a lot, sometimes you will get fond of someone. But don't
it does happen.
Yeah, if they don't want to talk to you like that, don't let it mess up the business. That's stupid.
Yep. It got real stupid.
Like, goodness. And you might be not listening to what God wants you to do anyway. That might be a sign that God trying to tell you, hey, that's not what I want you. This person is here for a purpose. This is the purpose I want them there for. And so don't try to overdo it. They say no. Then I'm sending you a sign. That's what it is. There's no.
Right.
And I don't want you to be in that position. They're not for you. They're not there for that position. Yeah. I mean, I know plenty of people, like I said, there's dating that's in the industry. But again, it's about the motive. What are you dating them for? So, So, as far as dating, for people that want to be nosy, but you already kind of gave away, you said your next relationship, so we know you're single. But, you know, as far as when you're looking for that certain person, you know, to even just spend time with, you know, how can they approach you? Like, what are you into that would, you know, they would be able to get your attention? What's the kind of people you into?
Oh, that's a good one. You got me on that one because I can't really say I can't. And the reason why I can't say this is because I simply said to a person, you're not my type, and I ended up messing with that person. So I can't even tell you, you know, this is what I go for because it's just like somebody ends up proving me wrong. So I'm just going to stay quiet and just do what you do. You know what I'm saying? I'm a very simple person, and it's just like, I don't know.
You're open-minded, I guess you can say.
Yes. Very.
I like that. I mean, I never heard anyone use that answer here. Of all the interviews I've done, no one's ever used that answer. And some people might, oh, she just trying to get around the question. But no, that's real.
Yeah.
Man, you could take somebody that, hey, like people, she got to look like this. He got to have long dreads. And he got, and then y'all talking to some dude that's bald headed, dark as hell.
Yep. Yep, yep.
Come on,
or it's
now.
Just like, oh, my MCM, but your baby daddy looking like shit. So I'm.
No!
I'm just saying. So.
I got a rule on that, man. If you don't talk, you cannot post WCWs of women that look way better than the chick you're talking to.
Okay.
You didn't, she needs to be on
that
level.
That's the type of
she
world
needs to be somewhere around
in.
That level. Yes, I'm giving y'all.
But they just can't get nobody to that level. That's all it is.
Yet. I mean, sometimes some of you are going to be fine to her. I mean, don't tell her that, but some of you are going to be fine to her.
Right.
Oh, my God. Now, and what's some of the other stuff outside of modeling that you plan on doing?
I just have so many things going on right now. Like, I can't even say it because it's a surprise for those people who are lurking on me. You know what I'm saying? It's just like I'm going to drop the bomb on them. Yep, so I can't really say too much.
They listen like
I'ma just say I eliminate the middleman because I am the plug. You know what I'm saying? So I'ma just leave it at that.
Oh, definitely. Now, are you getting into? Well, I don't know if this is part of that bomb, but are you planning on getting into the music side too?
No, not yet. I do sing, but I'm not adding that to my plate right now.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I've rapped, but not like, let me go make a mixtape type of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I rap from like, only time I rapped was like in church. Some people might think that's corny, but, you know, I rapped in church. I rapped in some other places too, but.
That's good. You know,
everyone's
I used to go to a Christian academy school, and I used to sing and act and dance and do all of the above. So I'm with you on that.
No, I would just always take hip hop and flip it to where, you know, because a lot of this is something the Christian Christian rap, and hey, for people that love Christian rap or the Christian rap artists, don't take it to offense. But sometimes the message is not going to get across if it sounds too preachy. It don't come off authentic. Like, tell your story.
Right.
Without having to be, and then Genesis 1:22, you know, and all that, you know. I just feel like that's going to go over the heads. Like, tell your story. You
right.
can still be Christian.
Yourself.
You still be a Christian while telling
yep.
your story.
Right. I do agree with that.
Yeah,
but
I
you know what?
There.
It's a lot of people, and I hate to bring this up, who are judgmental in Christian society, if that makes any sense.
Amen,
like,
sister. Amen.
Like, you can't really tell your story because then they start judging you off of that.
Oh,
I can't
tell my story a lot of times. Yeah, because if people know, y'all know me, y'all know why. I mean, if you don't, people are like, oh, which church you go to? I hardly answer that question anymore because...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't go, and it's not because I'm a heathen. No, people like to throw that around.
Right.
Real aware of who I am. And so when you're real aware of this stuff, that scares people. People want to start throwing a double tag at you and all that.
Yep.
But it just, I can't help, I'm hip to the game.
That's a whole nother subject.
Yeah. Don't get me, you know. Man, I'm telling you, see, I'm starting to find out. The more of this interview, I'm starting to find out that, hey, man, I'm like, this girl is cool, man. I'm like, wow, this is crazy. Like, I'm like, I'm talking to my mirror image. It's scaring the crap out of me. It really is. Oh my god. But no, No, that's just a lot of stuff people got to deal with, man. You can't, and I hate being around people who if I don't feel I can be myself, I have to move around from you a little bit because that's just not right. I can't be
it's
myself.
Awkward. Yeah. And it's just like, I can't do this because, you know, you might say this or, that's like my mom, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to say I'm secretly ratchet, but it's just like she's raised in like a church, so everything to her is God this and God that. If she found out I made that twerk video, oh, she would beat my little behind.
Oh, she got the link to this show?
Nah, she don't. She, you know, them old school parents don't know nothing about
okay,
social media.
You good to go.
I am good to go.
I'm about to say, because you heard our crunk, I got, girl, that twerk video was. No, that's why I'm thankful, man. I have some dope parents. Like, they were strict, but they were strict within reason. And
right.
they always allowed us to be free thinkers. Like, I've never felt like oh my God, if I think freely, like I'm going to get a whooping or I'm going to get disowned. Like, that's the thing, man. My parents, and I probably say this almost every show, I can never stop saying it. I can never stop saying it. And matter of fact, speaking of which, in 5 days, they celebrate their 30th anniversary. Shout out to that.
Aw, congrats.
30 years. Woo. I can't even last in Malaysia for, well, okay, I'm going to stop. Stop throwing myself under the bus. But, it's just, the thing is, they've always been supportive. And I think that's very important to really, like, in war to you, yeah, you can make some moves and still be successful. But I always feel like when your parents support you and your family, period, it seems like it gives you this extra boost of energy to go even harder. Because now, if my parents and my family don't hate on me, then guess what? I don't give a damn about what you got to say.
Mm-hmm. See, but mine's is the complete opposite because they just think, oh, that's the devil. That's just going to bring fame, money, and all that stuff ain't good. So it's just like, that's why it's so, it's not harder, but it's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's.
See, what I feel like it is, if your heart's in the right place, no one can really come for you.
Right.
And that's what a lot of people get mixed up. I mean, your heart's in the right place, then they can't get mad because you think a certain way, you know, that you do certain things and stuff. I mean, you're young and get it out your system. That's
no,
how I feel
just,
like.
You know what it is? It's 99% of this world gets ruled by that 1%. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like people automatically teach you, okay, that's bad, that's bad. But it's really not. You know what I'm saying? It depends, like how you said, how you use it or what you do. Like, if your heart is in the right spot, then go all in. But not everybody is blessed with that sense.
Right, because I don't want to talk about Saturday. I will not I will not repeat this back on the air. I mean, it wasn't that. It was ratchet, but it wasn't that ratchet. It wasn't that ratchet. But, man, it was crazy. Because, I mean, you can't, you mean, it's just like, again, like, especially we're young, you're not going, and you only get one life. As long, again, if your heart's in the right place, then you're good.
Right.
You're not out here doing harm, then that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. I can't complain. But, man, as we are shown, because I had to add about 30 goddamn more minutes, but that's because I can talk the blog, talk allowed me to be a boss, to do things like that. That's what happens when you have that many listeners and you are a featured host. You're a feature host, you can do a lot of things that other people can't do. But
I appreciate it.
Yes. No, I mean, this is a great show, man. Like, I like that. Like, just having a candid conversation. I tell people all the time, when this is a show, this is not going to be the Barbara Walters interview. So, tell me, what were you doing? All that buddy dud shit. I mean, this is not going to be that typical interview. It's going to be
right.
a conversation that's natural and it's not going to feel like, it's, you know, like people know, I don't write this stuff down. And I was in journalism since high school, so don't cut me about decorum, about, well, are you classically trained? And I mean, hey, bruh. I went to school for that.
Don't be coming on my show telling me what to do. Like,
yeah, this is my show, and we do things a little different here. That's why it's successful, because people love that we do our show, not your show, our show.
Right, so, right.
We allow y'all to have fun and do it the way you want to have natural conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It comes out better in a way. And then you're not nervous. A lot of people, they're nervous. They have something at the end. Oh, man, I was real nervous, man, at first. But now I wasn't.
See,
no
I don't
more because
get nervous. Imagine, I like to get naked in my photo shoots, so.
But no, nah, hey, I see people that do that, and they come on here, and after they done the show, they tell me they were nervous for like the first couple of minutes, and then they weren't. But it's because of they're so used to what people portray as an interview, and it doesn't come off as a conversation. No one's having a conversation as much. It's not just coming out natural. I mean, you can just go back and forth. I mean, we've talked about your career and talked about other stuff and all that time.
Mm-hmm.
So that just go to show me, just be yourself. And that's why the people who want to be themselves end up being a little longer than they're really going to be on hands. It's just like that, man. We know that y'all don't want to be cheated. If like, damn, the conversation ended now. I want to do that to y'all, so I figured that a little bit longer. But nah, man, you know, again, it's just great. It's great being able to work alongside somebody to support them, what they got going on. And again, you were very. I didn't feel like, you know, you were attacking me at any point. Like, oh, what's in it for me? You know. And the thing is, I hate, because let me tell you something. I send you an email, and I send an email breaking down stuff to someone, and I hate this. They literally ask me a goddamn question I broke down in my email already, and that shit pisses me the hell off. Like, you want, goodness, they know how they say black, man, if you put in the book black, mean you want to hide something from black people, put in the book. That's how some of y'all be acting, man. The stuff be right there in your face, clear as day, like ain't nobody hiding nothing from me. And you still, your dumb ass don't want to fucking read. And you said the question, oh. So what did you want to do? The fuck did I just, didn't I just break
I
that
just
down? I didn't write these paragraphs of shit just so you to look. Goodness.
I can't.
They be kidding, nah, man. I'm telling you, you saw my emails. I'm going to put this one mod on blast. I am. Because that's what, yeah.
Oh, call
learn
about. Call them
it.
Out.
And I'm not going to say her name because, again, I don't do free promotion for people who don't fuck with me. But she going to say, I sent her, so I was breaking down what I was going to do for her. And she said, oh, what's the budget? I'm thinking, okay,
what?
You know, I'm breaking down. I said, wherever. I said, what were you budgeting for? I'm thinking she was talking about budget me, but I never say anything about necessarily needing a budget. And she was like, oh no, what's your budget so you can pay me? Like, where the fuck did you just read any fucking where that says that I need to pay you when all that shit be doing stuff for you?
Right.
Okay. All right, bye. I didn't even reply because I just know I was
bye.
Getting no, I had to call one of my people. And I was ready to cuss her. I said, man, dude, I just want to jump to this freaking email. And I was getting ready to cuss her, smooth the hell out.
But that's
you
know,
people that get them goddamn
the
Instagram
those
fame.
Be them IG models that don't know the game.
Man. Or they get one paid club on event. And they just think that they can just come talk to you any kind of way.
They run with it. They think they run the whole goddamn city.
Baby, I done a whole lot, and I still act humble. So don't come to me with that nonsense. Like, some of this stuff, people, I didn't promote it big time with Super Bowl events. Had my hand direct right there in it. So don't come to me preaching
to
me.
Don't be coming to me.
I'm all-star and Super Bowl, just to name a few. So don't come to me. So when you come to me acting, and I'm acting humble, and I'm coming to you being humble, that should tell you something. All that bullshit don't mean nothing to me. It don't.
Right.
Because people who make millions of dollars show more respect to that to me. So I'm not going to take it with someone who don't barely make shit. So don't come at me acting crazy. Don't do it. Don't do it.
You should have wrote all your credentials on there too.
I don't know because
you know who I am.
I know because I want to see if they're gonna go be. This is what I like to do. I like to give you a basic map, and I want to see because I encourage. Like a lot of people get nervous if you do this, But I encourage them to be smart and go Google stuff and go, okay, let me go Google this person. They don't do that. I don't fucking get that. Like, a friend like a Miles like you, before I contact you, I've not already Googled you. I not already went and looked at other stuff. Because I want to know if you're crazy. I want to know, man, this girl, is she just being an Instagram model or is she really striving to work? That saves me from wasting my email time and time period.
Right.
Like, I don't get it. We got the goddamn worldwide net in our hands and people want to act like they can't. No, man, I'm sorry. In school, they taught us to research something. So guess what? I'm going to use them same school seals from school and research what I really care about. Simple as that. Because and that's the thing, I already knew most stuff. You hit you up and you're like, oh, okay, oh, he paid attention. Because that's how he's supposed to do. Why should I come to you and tell my, oh, I want to work with you. What made you want to work with that person? What made you want to go work with Genesis? You should know, if you don't know everything, you should know at least something.
Right.
Oh, I like your work. I hate that. What about her work? What did you like? So when they answer the next question, when you ask them, what did you like? They should already have the answer ready. It shouldn't be scrummaging around.
Mm-hmm.
Or give you a general answer. I'll break it down. I'll break something down. I'll break down the scenery, the pose, everything, because I paid attention.
People just want to flood your inbox. That's all it is.
Man, bro, and I hate it. I know some. I reply, and especially I hate the people who it's the same people I have gave them the same fucking answer 3 times. And I'll be like, okay, they still don't go read the shit. Oh, okay, I hate that. Okay, your ass ain't gonna go read that. You just wasting my time. And then you here come a few months later.
Hey, you be breaking it down. You really do.
I do. I be breaking. I just don't want to, because y'all got, man, you ain't got time to be wasting. The most valuable thing someone has is time. You can get money anytime.
Yep.
There's plenty of ways to go find money. Even if it's not sometimes completely apparent, there's plenty of ways to go find money, but you can never get back time.
Well, I know that's right.
So I'm putting lady all out there because you ain't got time. You need to know. Bam, right there.
You're right.
So it's simple as that. That being said, y'all, before we roll out, Genesis, please let them know how they can follow you, or as we call on the show, how they can stalk you.
You could follow me at @IamGenesis_, or you could follow my promo page, Keep It Simply Sexy.
Oh, that's her Twitter as well?
Instagram. @IamGenesis_.
So Keep It Simply Sexy is one of your Instagrams as well?
It's just the promo page. That's what I'm actually building right now.
Okay, I'm about to follow that too. You know, I'm always about to, like, just follow people pages. You know, because I got, like, 2 pages. Like you said, man, hey, I got 4 Twitters and 2 Instagrams and 2 Facebook
fan
pages.
I can't keep up with all that because then you got to log out and log back in and ain't nobody got time. Like, I'll just have one thing, like, set up to where it's just I can log
in.
Instagram
does that. That's what I hate about Instagram. You got to check out. You guys, like, Facebook, I can use the fan page app, and I can switch to my pages quickly. Same thing with Twitter. I can run all 4 pages by just switching those. And what I haven't found out is I already all signed in. I can address them all at one time. So. That's why I like those. I mean, Instagram, they need to get the time, man. They know people got multiple pages, man. This is ridiculous. I be hating that. I had to take my time out, sign out, and then get back in. This is crazy.
Like, ain't nobody got time to be doing all that.
Oh, man, especially you get DMs on one page, and so then you didn't miss the DM because you was on the other one all day.
Yep. And it'd be about money,
be
too,
mad.
You know what I'm saying? Like, dang.
It's always about that. It's about some type of opportunity or money. You'd be mad. You'd be like, I was in the other page. No.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. Instagram, fix it. Fix it.
Yep. They just need an update. That's all it is.
I mean, they just being also nonsense. Like, come on, man. Y'all know people got multiple pages. We don't need to be signed in, signed out. Come on, man.
Yep.
Well, y'all, that's how y'all can follow her. And, again, I appreciate you for coming through because, again, you're a great interview, great person. You know, keep on posting some heat. You've been modest. You've been modest in the heat. You've been kind of giving them, like, a little shy stuff. Like,
a little tease, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you ain't got to be scared on there. You ain't got to be scared. She was like, come on, I saw your Instagram. She was posting a little cute stuff. I didn't put this on here. Like, come on. Like, cut it out, man. But, oh, my God. Like, definitely can continue doing what you're doing and continue being a beacon, man. And anytime, man, I just want to give you this advice. You may be doing it already, but I say it to any models, man. Like, if you're making moves, always look out for your fellow sister, man.
Yep.
Because you never know. Like, especially, don't have to be just a person that's in your city. Network with people in other areas because you never know. You could be in that area, and that person would be like, oh, okay, let's go to this. They could be looking out for you. And that helps you spread your brand out more. Because now you got a person that's in another area telling people about you. So, that means, for instance, I'm in Texas. She's all the way in Florida. What did that tell you? We about making things happen. Because that happens too.
And I'm about to get published too in 50/50 Magazine, which drops on Valentine's Day. So,
damn, 50/50. Man, I swear, 50/50 has, like, most of I've interviewed, kid you not, have been in 50, are going to be or have been in 50/50. Next week.
I'm going
next
to,
Wednesday,
yeah, I'm going to be.
Mm-hmm. It's a model. She was in 50/50. Cindy Cavalli. She'd be on here next Wednesday. Another good guy, looking model. Good God. yeah, she's in 50/50 too. And man, that's crazy. Both alternative look. Get the tattoos. And y'all experiment the hair colors, but it don't look ratchet. It looks smooth. That's ironic. No, shout out to 50/50. I guess that means that we both on the same wavelength. And the thing is, we're not even copying off each other. Like, we doing our own thing. And that's what I like. I salute them because they want the magazines and not out here being on some nonsense. They out here being themselves. They not trying to be this magazine. They're not trying to be that. And they just networking.
Right.
And they putting something, they letting so many people know about me and vice versa. So, shout out to them.
That's
a bunch of love.
Kane
cannot beat them. Oh, so now I know, man, that's crazy. That is a small world. And every time a girl has been in here for 50/50, they've been, woo, man. They've been bad, Lord. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and I haven't even dropped those pictures yet because those are the ones that are supposed to get published. So,
look at you. Okay, we got a smart model here. People don't be getting that, man. Y'all be posting the pictures. Y'all about to get published. And y'all be thinking it's just me that get an attitude. That I'm just being mean. I'm the only person that do that. No.
Oh, no, you can't be dropping pictures.
What's the purpose of me going to get the magazine if you didn't post them out before I'd never seen the magazine?
Right.
That's the Instagram model shit.
They don't know the game.
Yeah, they can't wait. Ooh, let me put this up. Y'all know that's for the goddamn magazine. And that's why I don't get the tear sheets out until a month later after the issue's been out. Because then your ass will not be tempted to get to go acting a fucking fool, post the picture. Nah. You hit the tear sheet a month later. That way you do right and actually use it for portfolio. It's promoting your portfolio
right.
And be professional, not just wanting to see, ooh, can I put this up and get some likes and possibly set myself up for some dick later. No, it's not about that.
It's so
Stop
true.
It.
I'm so glad you said that.
If you can't pull nobody off your selfies, you're not doing something right anyway. Like, I can pull somebody at night, they not even see my picture. Not just trying to be cocky. I'm just telling y'all what it is, because conversation rules the nation. I don't care what, you can be the finest person in the world, but if your conversation whack. That's why some of y'all sex game be whack, because you talking to someone that you're not connecting with. And I don't necessarily mean y'all gotta go get married tomorow, but y'all sex game whack because y'all don't got no connection.
You gotta learn how to carry on a conversation. I agree.
Man, a good conversation can keep a woman moist pretty well. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving y'all free tea. All right, y'all. We rolling out. And if y'all miss any of the shows, y'all can check it out. blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ at Dust Spot Radio. DustSpot.com/DustSpotRadio on iTunes by typing in Dust Spot Radio Network. On the Stitcher app by typing in Dust Spot Radio Network. And on TuneIn on Dust. And soon we'll be coming to I'm working on iHeartRadio as well. So, yeah, we're going to be all over the place. Like, we're working.
We all working.
Yes.
And on to the next level of success.
Yes, and I can't wait to have you in the future issue. I'm putting that into the atmosphere now. Go look at them themes and deadlines. And I want you to send something. So, yeah, y'all heard me call her out.
You know what?
I'm
actually going to do, I want to say you have like a Army Fatigue one.
That's, you know what? The second year running of that one, the one that just came out this past year, that's the second highest selling issue to date.
Right, and I'll be doing that in Texas because Gene is over there. So, yeah.
And what part, where is he? Cause I know you was there. You say he's in Texas.
He's
what
in
part
San
Texas?
Antonio. He's in San
okay,
Antonio,
not,
and I know I got to hit up. Huh?
6 hours, about 6 hours away from me. 6-8 hours.
Yeah, and I know I got to hit up Dallas too. So.
Yeah, you got to. Man, yeah, I didn't see. That's crazy. So now I know. I know he was here. Good to know. All right, so bam, that's that gives you plenty of time because then that's not due to October.
I think September.
20th.
September, October, one of them.
It's October 20th. So you got plenty of time. So look at that. She now picked. That's how you know she, because she picked something that was deep in. That's how you know she really went and read it. She didn't just throw that out there. She really read that. So okay, because man, I had like, especially like the Kiana cover. Everybody's driving nuts, especially they read. They saw the spread. I mean, I can tell you about the spread because it's already been out for several months. If you haven't. But, man, look at you, you got me. But, so we're in the overtime, so some people can't hear us live at the moment, but they will be able to hear us in the archives. But, I got to go to this picture. Now you didn't got my brain talking. Man, because I'm like, yeah, you go, this is dope. Matter of fact, I'm going to send you the issue. I'm going to send you the subscription so you can see it too.
Okay.
Your own two eyes. Yeah, but I wanted to look really quick. Okay, so on the cover of it, she has two pistols in her hand and she got like this green jacket like flared open.
Mm-hmm.
And she got black bronze, she got the pants on, the camo pants on. But she got unzipped and unbuttoned and hanging off her hips a little bit. And she got the brown boots. Yeah, it already sound dope. It's like, you painted
and
picture.
I like Army Fatigue stuff, so I'm a thug that bit out.
So, yeah, then she got another. So then she got one where she got the green drape off, where she's kind of a little bit, it's like a three-quarter picture. and she got the gun pointing straight at you, like she's going to shoot you. Scared. Like, she looked bad as hell, but she, like, for the shoot, you're scary. Then she got one where she got the pins down a little more, and she ain't got the top one. She got the guns, and it's like, oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If, yeah.
It's about to go down to Texas.
This is why I don't know. I'm surprised you didn't jump on this one, especially the conversation you said in the show. The
nudity one?
Live freely. The live freely issue. That's the one. I started that last year. That one was, I love that issue. That was dope because I took a chance, and that was, I always try to dodge it because people are already hating on me like, oh, it's an eye candy magazine. And it's not. Like, we do stuff way different than what an eye candy magazine be considered. And right. I really stepped out of my comfort zone doing that issue. And Al, I was glad to do it last year. It was dope.
So, yeah, it was like doing it, though, because I don't know nobody else who's doing that, at least who has, like, different, like, themes and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, man. Let y'all be artists, man. Let the models and the photographers be artists again, man.
Yep.
Like, that's why it kind of get boring real quick, because people not really doing different stuff. And so the models kind of get bored. Because you're not, what are you challenging them with?
Right. It should be different. That's what modeling is all about. You need to step out. That's like America's Next Top Model. All of the girls that she had were different, and they were to each his own, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, y'all gotta start, and then people gotta start watching their Next Top Model and thinking it's only high fashion. It's not, modeling's more than high fashion. You are gonna have to show some skin, people. Get over it.
Yep.
Stop living this land of goddamn make believe. It's not all high fashion.
Yep.
Well, I wanna do high fashion.
You know, I'm like, I just wonder, I'm like, we got people that do high fashion on our site. She didn't want to deal. She didn't want to join because I'm going to commercial. Well, that sounds great now, but I'm going to commercial route, and I don't feel like you're going the route I'm going. Bye.
No. Yeah.
I say that very without being rude. Bye.
Like, they'll learn later. They'll come back.
Nah. Because when they come back, I'm going to act like I don't know them. Simple as that. My motto this year is I repeat myself once. If you don't, I'm not going to keep doing that, man. I feel like I'm just a freaking, like, just I'm talking for the hell of it. I'm going to repeat myself once, and then if you don't catch it in, that's on you.
Right. That's how it's going to be. A lot of people be missing off.
Yeah, so now we're going to leave for real because Genesis, matter of fact, I'm from Genesis is going to get a text me because she, We're talking here all goddamn day. We're not going to do this to y'all. We are not going to do this to y'all. But, okay, y'all. If we told y'all how to listen to the show, and you know how we end every show, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or there's a U, there is a way. You tuned to the episode of Life That Does Live. Your boy, Teddy J. And my special guest, Genesis Cashmere. We out. Peace.
Thank you.
Peace.